In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Happy New Year. Let us pray. May the splendor of your majesty, O Lord, we pray, shed its light upon our hearts, that we may pass through the shadows of this world and reach the brightness of our eternal home. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. You know that image of a light bulb going off over top of your head? You know what I'm talking about? And that usually represents, you know, as it pops up, oh, idea, right? Well, this Feast of the Epiphany that we are celebrating this weekend is like that, because Epiphany is like a light going on, and sometimes that has to do with our understanding, our natural movement, you know, like suddenly the priest says something during a homily, and you the light goes on, and you're like, oh, that makes complete sense, right? And sometimes, as in the case of these feasts we celebrate during this time, Christmas, Epiphany, the baptism of the Lord next weekend, and the wedding at Cana, are revelations of God, revelations by God, of God, in the person of Christ, Son of God, among us. And so his presence and himself is revealed in Christ, as he reveals Christ to the world. And so on this occasion, of course, we know that the Magi coming represent the whole world that Christ has come to, not just the Jews. And so that is an epiphany, that's awesome, now I get it, kind of fulfillment of what has been going on and been leading up to through the Old Testament. All the prophecies pointing toward this moment that we celebrated last weekend and continue to celebrate through this Christmas season. The light's going on. Now that star in the sky that they're following, you know, we don't need to worry about the astronomical realities, and there are all sorts of theories about how that worked, et cetera, et cetera. What we need to know is that God wants us to know that star represents the light of truth, the light of God in our lives, that helps us, that guides us, that moves us toward Christ through the journey of our days, which may be literally, physically, a journey like Abraham had to do. It may be a spiritual journey that all of us are hopefully engaging in. And the journey overall in the whole of our lives, from the beginning of our birth to our goal, which is full unity with God in heaven, right? Why was I created? Those of you who remember the Baltimore Catechism know exactly what that answer would be. And so that star, that light of Christ, right? Light of the world, light to our minds that enlightens us to the mind of God, the mind of Christ. All of these metaphors for light, which really are speaking about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, of course, has that action most intimately in our daily lives of being the guide into all truth. And so what this Epiphany is meant to remind us of, this celebration of this Epiphany, is that we, in every day of our lives, need to be focusing on which light are we following. Are we following the light of Christ? Do we see it and follow it? I don't necessarily recommend this movie, but because I do kind of review things so that I know what people are paying attention to, and right now the most popular movie on Netflix is I forget what it's called. I remember the catchphrase, but I don't know that that's the name of the movie. Anyway, it's this movie with a whole bunch of people in it, Leonardo DiCaprio and that other girl from, what's that? Jennifer Lawrence, yeah, thank you. Okay, so some of you know what I'm talking about. And anyway, this whole thing it leads up to is people who look up and people who look down. And so some folks are saying, don't look up, don't look up. And other folks are saying, look up and you'll see the truth. Look up and you will have an epiphany. Look up. And I kept thinking as I'm reviewing these different parts, I'm like, they should have just gone all the way. Never mind, look up to the truth at hand, the signs in the sky, as it were, that God talked about us being able to recognize in Scripture. But look up to God the Father. Look up into the expanse of creation. Look up into the love of God, the mercy of God that is poured down, the grace of God that is poured down. Look up and out, and God will blow your mind with epiphany after epiphany after epiphany that will change your life. So many of us spend our lives looking down, and we don't see anything else but right there. When you look down, your peripheral vision is greatly reduced, and you have a much greater focus right there in front of you. When you look up, the expanse of your vision is incredible. And the amount of, this is actually scientific, the amount of light that is able to enter into you through your eyes is extraordinary. And it has the most amazing effects on us. When we look up, think about that just in terms of even emotional health. When we are emotionally healthy and psychologically optimistic, we look up and out, right? But when we're, you know, kind of maybe depressed, maybe dejected, maybe disappointed, the more that happens, the more bent we become, and the more narrow our focus and darker everything gets as we look down and down. Right? God wants us to look up and see the light. God wants us, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to have the courage to follow that light, as did Abraham, as did Moses, Mary, Joseph, and these magi, and all the saints who have followed the apostles since the incarnation of our God. To follow the light into the truth of who we are, of who God is, and what God wants from us. In a document from the Second Vatican Council, the Church in the Modern World, it says, "For God's Word, by whom all things were made, was himself made flesh, so that as perfect man, he might save all men and sum up all things in himself. The Lord is the goal of human history, the focal point of the longings of history and of civilization, the center of the human race, the joy of every heart, and the answer to all its yearnings, the answer to all our yearnings." We try to answer to satisfy so many of our yearnings that rise up from within us, spiritually, intellectually, physically, through passing things, even intellectually, spiritually, theologically, philosophically. We, at this point in history, have the greatest understanding available to us of the breadth and depth of the revelation of Christ that Paul talked about in the second reading, and how through Christ, our origins and our end, as that quote said, are linked. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. We find our own beginning and end, and the meaning in between, in all the days of our lives, in Him. We don't need to look for it anywhere else. We don't need to look for it in the wisdom of the Kardashians. We don't need to look for it in our favorite politicians. We don't need to look for it in a Cracker Jack box or in a little piece of paper in a fortune cookie. We don't need to look for it in the horoscope section of the newspaper. Where are we going to look for it? In the Word of God. In the Word made flesh for us. In the Messiah, the Christ of God, born of Mary, whose motherhood we celebrate yesterday and today. That's it. You want enlightenment? You want understanding? You want to know about meaning and purpose? Yours, the world, what's going on? You want to know the secrets of life? Look up. Look up to the light and see God. That's all it is. God will come to you as the Father, as the Son, and as the Holy Spirit. Amen.